Right now, though, there's late-breaking news archaeologically coming out of the land of Israel. There's a seal that has been found that has a connection to Bethlehem. The broadcast partner we always go to when there's something archaeologically that we want to report about is Gabby Barkai. In his own right, he is one of the outstanding archaeologists in the state of Israel. Around the world, he's renowned. In addition to that, he has a wonderful project reclaiming all that was taken off of the Temple Mount by the Muslims a couple of years back. It's on the slopes of the Mount of Olives there, doing a great work to try to reclaim some of those artifacts and archaeological remains. But Gabby, I want to talk to you about this seal. As I understand it, it has a connection to Bethlehem. Can you explain the seal and the connection to Bethlehem?
First of all, it is a seal impression. That is to say, it is written in positive, while the seal itself was in negative script. It is made of clay. It is tiny, about less than an inch, and it has three lines of writing upon it. It was discovered in the city of David in excavations not too far from the spring, and the soil from that dig was taken over to the sifting project, which I and my colleague Tzachi Zweig direct. And in the sifting, it was found there. Now, it has a regnal year on the top. It has the word Bethlehem in the middle, and has the word belonging to the king at the bottom. So three lines of writing in ancient Hebrew script. This is the first time that the name of the city of Bethlehem appears in non-biblical or extra-biblical sources.
This is a key component in helping to put together all the historical facts pertaining to the kingdom that was set in place there in Jerusalem, in that area, among the Jewish people at that time. But Bethlehem had a relationship. Am I correct? The water that would be used to flow through the Temple Mount area came out of Bethlehem. Many of the sheep that would be sacrificed there on the Temple Mount, they would have been born and raised right there in the shepherd's fields. Is that all correct?
The seal impression comes from the 7th century B.C., that is several centuries after David, who was born in Bethlehem, and several centuries before Second Temple period, which had the water coming from the region of Bethlehem. It comes most probably from the time of King Manasseh, King Hezekiah's son, that is some 2,600 years ago, approximately, and that is the 7th century B.C.,
Well, that would be time just prior to the destruction by the Babylonians of Jerusalem and the temple, correct?
Yes, it is a short time before the destruction. Judah then reached an economic peak, and this seal impression belongs to the taxation system. Actually, it is a fiscal bulla, and it accompanied some documents which was sent with the taxation from Bethlehem to the capital of Jerusalem.
Now, that is the seal you're talking about, and they actually would seal that document together.
Yes.
And that is the reason that it is of great significance. You know what's so interesting to me? This find being made known to the world at a time when the book of Ruth is going to be read through for Shavuot, which is the Feast of Pentecost. It's the same time that all of these people, these Jewish people, will be getting together to read the book of Ruth, which is focused on the city of Bethlehem.
The book of Ruth is going to be read in all Jewish synagogues around the world on Sunday, and the story happens at the city of Bethlehem, but that is much earlier. The story happened earlier than the date of the seal impression, which we discussed. But this is the reason why the seal impression was publicized by Antiquities Authority right now as we approach the holiday of the Pentecost or Shavuot.
Well, it is a very important find, and there's a connection between Bethlehem and Jerusalem, which helps us to understand the biblical record. Indeed, as Gabby has indicated, this seal coming from just before the destruction of the temple there, just prior to Nebuchadnezzar coming in to destroy the city, devastate the temple, and take all the Jews back into the Babylonian captivity. Gabby, thank you so very much for updating us on this. Appreciate your work with the project, but also your availability to us to report these things. Thank you, buddy, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.